work at the Glass House Laundry?
I was born there. Part-time washer at 7. Full-time from when I was 12.
Maud is a woman in her mid-20s. She's been working in the factory ever since she was a little girl. She grew up in the laundry factory where she works. She moves from a place of passivity to being an onlooker on the suffragette, and in many ways disapproving of the suffragette movement, to actually being drawn into the movement. And you're really watching her emancipation towards militant activism and her realising that she has to change the course of history to change her life.
We break windows. We burn things, because war's the only language men listen to. Because you've beaten us and betrayed us and there's nothing else left.
Then there's nothing left but to stop you.
What are you going to do? Lock us all up? We're in every home, we're half the human race, you can't stop us all.
It's really about this woman actually sacrificing her home, her child, her career, her mental state, to join the fight for equality for women in 1912-1913.
Sorry.
I took you on, Maud. You're a mother, Maud. You're a wife. My wife. That's what you're meant to be.
Not just that anymore.
She is a remarkable character. How important was the casting of Carey Mulligan?
We'd thought about Carey for quite some time, in fact years, while we were developing the film, and fortunately she did come on board, and then we were able to assemble this great cast around her.
She kept a very personal document about her on the set, didn't she?
Yeah, she's really diligent and did an enormous amount of research and immersed herself in the period and covered her dressing room with quotes from working women and people in the movement. And she looked to this book by Hannah Mitchell called The Hard Way Up, which is the story of a working class woman, and found that a really useful touchstone.
Stand for women!
We shall cut into the heart of communications.
I haven't been taught any history of the suffragettes at school, and the version I knew was really the Mary Poppins version of it. When I started discovering it and was working with Abby, and we went into the archives and read these unpublished accounts and diaries and memoirs of these women who had been prepared to sacrifice so much and had endured police brutality and then committed civil disobedience and gone to prison and hunger striked and been force-fed, that we thought this story really is timely. It's overdue. It feels fitting for now.
I think what really moved Sarah and I is when we started to read the testimonials of working women. They seemed incredibly contemporary, their voices, but also so many of the issues that they were dealing with, inequality of pay, appalling work conditions, sexual violence at home and at work, custodial rights, property rights. They felt very, very relevant and very 21st century. And so it became very inspiring for us to think, well, how can we cast light on these voiceless women? They weren't the literate sector of the suffragette movement. They were the women who weren't writing memoirs. You know, they were the women who were actually the foot soldiers.
Pankhurst claims responsibility for the bombing and faces prison, while the real culprits go free. She's going to milk every ounce of attention she can in prison.
Emmeline Pankhurst is a charismatic leader who appears, and we see her through the eyes of the working women in this one sequence. We kind of wanted an icon to play an icon, and who would that be? And Carey Mulligan suggested Meryl Streep, and we thought, do we dare? And we did, and Meryl agreed.
Edith.
Mrs. P.
Dear Emily.
This is Mrs. Watts, Mrs. Pankhurst.
Maud. Thank you, Maud. Never surrender. Never give up the fight.
What are you hoping will be the legacy of this film?
More than anything, I hope what the film advocates for is that the vote was hard won. We're privileged to have it. We should have it. So let's make sure we use it. You know, I want to empower a group of young women who, on the whole, are not voting to vote.
The only way is forward.
I'm worth no more, no less than you.
We will win.